makes everybody happy. JFK.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
The Don and Mike Show.
They webbed you. That means you got the Don and Mike Show.
I webbed you. That means you got the apartment.
Right.
That makes no damn sense.
No, it does not. Well, let me see. Tomorrow on the show, we'll have the real Larry Flint.
Wow, wow.
It's been a while since we've had Larry on.
You guys have to understand, I'm trying to find a sex scandal.
Also tomorrow, some guy has written a book about how it's okay to drink around your kids.
Huh.
Really? Drink a lot around your kids.
Like drink, binge drink around your kids?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yes. Tim Russert, the name of the book is Me and Big Russ.
Big Russ and me.
Big Russ and me.
Uh-huh.
Let me see the BlackBerry thing. We'll do that tomorrow.
Oh,
gosh.
Yeah.
Hope Effie's okay.
Right. The new BlackBerry.
Speaking of those diapers.
Mm-hmm.
What's that smell?
If it's hot, oh, my God, we might have to do some hot weather porch setting.
Yes.
And this is not so much a promotion, but a warning.
Yeah.
You know the Silver Surfer that we gave away?
Yes.
The big 12-foot Silver Surfer.
We gave it away to the band, right.
We gave away to a band that does surf tunes.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
They were performing over the weekend.
Right.
And one time, Don and Mike Show correspondent Dennis Murphy actually went.
Went to the show?
Went, and we'll have his report
on
tomorrow's episode.
Oh. Could be interesting, could be absolutely horrible. Have you previewed?
Not a bit, and was an odd moment, because on Friday we were in the back room after the show, and John's cell phone rang, and it was Dennis, and he debated whether or not to answer it, and he did, and he said, Dennis said he would cover it, and he said, oh, Dennis, we don't have a tape recorder for you. Dennis says, I have a tape recorder.
Oh, initiative! Hey.
All right, so maybe we'll get to that on tomorrow's show. Buzz, before the news, give me
Hi, everybody. This is the news.
Sure, what do you got?
One second. Well,
you got tapes?
Yeah, well, I'm just looking at all of the stuff that we'll get to tomorrow.
Uh-huh.
We never finished with Matt DePolak in Baltimore.
Right.
At the Gay Pride Parade.
Take me with you, Gay Pride Parade.
If you're just getting in your car now, this is Matt's gayest appearance at a Gay Pride Parade. Now, of course, it's only his second gay pride parade.
It's a second gay pride parade, but the difference here is he seems to have ignored some significant lesbian action.
This cut is called Matt Includes the Phrases Sexual Strangulation and Obviously That's My Vagina.
Wow.
Or somebody says those phrases.
We need to hear that.
It's hard to tell sometimes, especially when Matt is in the company of gay men.
Because, again, he sounds like one of them.
He's assimilated.
I just have a couple of questions. First of all, who are you wearing?
Alice in Wonderland.
Alice in Wonderland. Describe a little bit the outfit you have on.
It's patent leather.
Is this a man?
This is a 52-year-old gay man.
Hey, Matt. Matt DePolak, is this a man?
No, it's not.
It's a lesbian?
Yep.
Ah, very good.
Okay.
Well, it's wannabe pleather. There's fishnets that are blue glitter with the pet leather collar.
What was that blue glitter?
Studded leather collar is my favorite part, by the way. Are you gay?
I mean, I'm an author. I write about all kinds of lifestyles. I wouldn't classify myself as gay, probably more bisexual.
Well, bisexual?
Like you, Matt.
In touch with both sides.
Cover all kinds of parades. You know, both sides.
Yeah.
And have you been coming to Gay Pride for a while?
I just f***ing walked out my front door and this is what happened.
You just happened to be wearing an Alice in Wonderland outfit as well?
I went to go get cat food and I was stopped by a Gay Pride parade, you know? I mean...
Do you often go to get cat food in a studded leather necklace?
But I've been known to do that, yeah.
Okay, how gay or bi are you?
How about a visual, and I'll let you describe it. This is me crowd surfing during Ozfest 2005, during Rob Zombie's Living Dead Girl, which is the same song that got me onto Ozfest to tour with them in 2002. Mm-hmm. Obviously, that's my vagina.
That's a very nice one, might I add.
That's some tribal tattoos with cherries. There's two here. There's four that you can't see on either side of my labia.
And that's a lot of piercings, I have to notice.
Nine vaginal rings, yeah.
Wow.
You also got somebody looking over your shoulder.
She showing you a picture or
a tattoo? No,
getting a live viewing?
I believe she's lifting her leg up.
No, she has, for some reason, she was carrying around a little pocket, like wallet-sized photograph
of
her spread eagle crowd surfing.
Oh, so it's a...
it's photos.
It's a photo.
Yeah.
I thought she was just lifting up, giving you a shot.
Now, Matt, I don't want to tell you how to do your job, but normally in a circumstance like that, the first question out of your mouth would be, I don't believe that's you. And then you just see what happens.
Right.
You know?
Well, you know, now for his next gay pride
Absolutely.
Parade.
Exactly.
This weekend.
Now he knows.
Nine vaginal rings. Describe the process.
I mean,
that you
went through. I used to have 10, but one ripped out.
Oh.
Okay. All right.
How about that?
Well, we're not going to have time for the part where it says sexual strangulation.
That's her advice. She says don't do that because it killed the guy from NXS.
Here's one about Bradgelina.
Is this your first pride parade?
It's actually my first pride parade here in Baltimore.
This is definitely a gay man.
Yes, Harry Connick.
And are you gay?
Yes, I am.
How gay are you?
This is Harry Connick Jr.
It's pretty good. He's almost got that Cajun accent.
It was my first gay pride parade.
Proudly gay.
How are you?
Proudly gay, but that's not how gay.
How do you determine your gayness?
I don't know. I guess that's really up to yourself.
Okay.
What is the gayest thing you have in your wardrobe?
Right there where he says, what is the gayest thing you have in your wardrobe?
Yeah.
You could go to someone on the street and say, we had our gay intern go to the parade, and really, it sounds like one gay man talking to another gay man.
Absolutely.
Gay to gay.
Really?
What is the gayest thing you have in your wardrobe? Can you think of anything off the top of your head?
I think you're looking at it.
No.
The shirt I have on
today.
That's
a very, that is a flamboyant.
Thank you.
It's no, it's not even
case closed.
No. It's colorful.
Case closed. It's gay. I'm
trying to think if
I've got like some disco shirt, some slicky boy shirt that I bought in a weak moment.
I've got a very colorful striped shirt. Mm-hmm. I also have several dresses.
Here's more Matt.
We were just talking a little bit about my outfit. What do you think?
I think you're really hot.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, do the radio listeners know what you're wearing?
Is this a chick you're talking to, Matt?
Yeah.
It's a 52-year-old gay man.
No, they don't. Why don't you describe it a little bit for them?
All right. So it's a dress with a gathered. What's it? Fellas, you got to help me out.
Yes.
This is a neckline, like a gathered neckline, right?
That is somewhat of a gathered and scrunched together, accented by the chest hair with the complimentary strap that goes across.
Sounds like the gay Michael Chiklis.
The thing.
Exactly.
Is this your first pride parade?
It's actually my first pride parade here in Baltimore.
What happened to the chick?
Yes.
No, hold on. We went back to the Bradgelina
I am.
How gay are you?
Proudly gay.
Proudly gay? But that's not how gay.
How do you determine your gayness?
I don't know. I guess that's really up to yourself.
Okay.
What is the gayest thing you have in your wardrobe?
That would have to be a black button-up with lace up the front.
Right.
And who are you wearing right now?
I don't know. Aeropostale.
And what do you think of my pretty dress?
That's gorgeous. It fits you wonderfully.
Now come back to New Orleans with me, and I'll sing a song for you. It had to be you.
Here's the one with the lady you were asking for, Mike, that we started there.
Okay.
We were just talking a little bit about my outfit. What do you think?
I think you're really hot.
Oh, thank you so much.
Now, do the radio listeners know what you're wearing?
No, they don't. Why don't you describe it a little bit for them?
All right. So, it's a dress with a gathered. What's it? Fellas, you got to help me out.
Yes.
This is a neckline, like a gathered neckline,
Michael
right?
That is somewhat of a gathered and scrunched together, accented by the chest hair.
Chest hair.
With a complimentary
I'm
strap
gay.
That goes across.
Okay. I think they call it spaghetti straps.
Spaghetti straps.
No, I'm talking
right,
about the
right,
black
right.
thing.
Sort of like Antonio Banderas.
Sort of right? Yeah,
yeah, that's okay. Spaghetti
so
straps.
How
yeah.
This is actually the first time ever.
It's the first time ever. Yes. So how's it feel?
It feels wonderful.
Yeah.
It's very free. Free.
Mine is the second time. Fisher Price, my first gay parade.
So, is the girl? The girl's not hot, is she?
Not a bit.
No, yeah, I don't think so.
Very assertive.
All right, here's one that's
nice
called,
personality though.
This one's called Toes. The Toes got a show.
Buzz.
What?
So you're telling me there's a chance.
That's right.
Who are you wearing?
Who?
Jenna Jameson.
What about you?
What am I wearing?
Who?
Yeah, describe your outfit a little bit.
Okay, I'm wearing like...
Because I have to say, you look like a porn star from the 70s.
Yeah, they're like little tiny booty shorts, kind of. And knee-high socks with stripes.
Yeah.
Platform tennis okay. shoes.
Minus the
I'm getting this one. I'm getting this picture.
You get the boing factor now?
I'm getting that. What's that movie? The Burt Reynolds movie with Mark Wahlberg? You know, the
Boogie Nights.
Boogie Nights.
Hey, Dirk.
Dirk Diggler.
Dirk Diggler here.
The underwear, of course.
The toe's got to show. Are you gay?
Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
Okay.
That's it.
That's the first hetero moment you've had.
Hetero
way
moment.
To go, Matt. That's good. Way to go, Matt.
Way to go, you fagolini.
He puts his hands up in the air.
Goal.
Here's one more. This is the final cut. Matt may say it's disgusting, but he is definitely having the time of his life.
Okay, good.
Hi, I'm Matt DePaul from the Don and Mike Show. You mind if I ask you a few questions for CBS Radio, tape for broadcast?
Sure.
For show.
For show. Is this your first gay pride parade?
No. We went to Towson University. We've been here for the last, 3 years in a row now.
How gay are you?
Horribly.
Super gay.
I'm a cheerleader, and I'm wearing Cold LeMay shorts at the moment.
And who are you wearing?
American Apparel.
Describe your outfit a little bit more in detail.
Wearing a tank top and Cold LeMay booty shorts that leave nothing to the imagination. Oh, you can read my credit card number.
Matt, was he telling the truth when he left nothing to the imagination?
Oh, yeah, a little bit too close to the truth.
Okay.
I like how you're using your straight voice now, Matt, as opposed to when you were out there. What are you wearing? Who are you wearing?
And I have... You can read the credit card number. That's disgusting.
I know.
So I have to notice that you guys are wearing the exact same uniform, if it will. You guys with a certain affiliation, a group? Did you guys come together?
Yeah.
Shaka Convict.
Miss Shaka Convict. We're walking around with her selling wristbands and jello shooters for Grand Central Station.
What do you think of my pretty dress?
I'm actually loving it.
It's very fitting. On you.
See, like, even right there, when the man said, what do you think of my pretty dress?
Uh-huh.
That was Matt.
Right,
that
right.
That wasn't one of the guys from
Absolutely.
The gay parade.
That was Matt speaking to a 52-year-old gay man. Oh.
What celebrities do you think are gay? This is Miss Shaka Convict. What's up? How's it going? Do me a favor, Miss Shaka Convict.
He's lost control.
He's giggling.
Something's happened.
He's having the time of his life.
What is happening, Matt?
Why the giggling?
I was in the middle of interviewing the two gay cheerleaders when Miss Shaka Convict came walking over, and that has to be the gayest thing I've ever seen in my entire life.
It was a man?
Was it a guy?
Yeah, kinda. I have to say kinda, because it was wearing, like, fake boobs and... Ugh.
Oh, okay. All right.
Describe a little bit what you're wearing today.
My outfit's Cold LeMay. I made it myself with this Asian slave that I have named Melee. I'm wearing...
You make Nikes on the side?
No, that's ignorance. Gosh, what, all Asian people work at the place like that?
Hey, good for that homo.
Yeah, absolutely.
Hey, that's ignorance.
No, it's a Cold LeMay dress. My breasticles are hanging out, and I look pretty much like Baltimore white trash.
What's the gayest thing you've seen here at Pride today?
The Shaka Convict.
That is pretty damn gay. Is there any messages you want to give to a straight person? Anything you want to say to straight people?
You rock. Without you, we wouldn't be here today.
Max, mom and dad.
Right. Thank you very much, guys.
Thanks. Thank you.
That's it. That's
oh, that's a nice last line.
Very nice.
Thank you, Matt.
Very nice, Matt.
And that's it, folks.
That's it.
Very good.
Matt the Polar.
Very clever, Matthew.
Matt?
Yes, sir.
Okay, good job. Good job, I guess, right?
Yeah, I think he did a fine job.
Not as much of a home run as his DC Gay Pride Parade.
And perhaps, you know. What?
There was a few highlights you breezed over.
A few, you mean there's something that you'd want to stand behind?
Which cut would that be?
I don't want to stand behind anything I found at that gay pride parade.
God. Listen, he gets there's his mentor.
Yeah.
You hear his mentor in the background?
Joe back there.
So proud.
Hey.
He made a butt joke.
All right, goodbye, you retards. Yeah. Goodbye. God, listen to him laughing back there.
I like Joe's like,
that's how you do that.
Joe back there telling him, you sure are funny.
I like it when you give them lip.
I hope they give you a weekend show.
I could go on it and you could do the butt jokes and I could laugh at them.
And sell t-shirts.
I got a good one. Our show is called Marvel.
Playing with Marvel.
That's his video game, his computer game.
Caller number 3 gets a free piece of barbecue chicken.
And a marble.
All right, Buzz?
Yes.
You were ready 10 minutes ago, weren't you?
I'm ready anytime.
We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.